Yudalev Tammuz Siman Kusamech Zayin Alacha Tes, and we're going to Siman Kusamech Alacha Hey. So I mentioned that there's a few halachas that are missing in this, probably in the censored. Depends on, there were a few printings of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So the Kitzur here is discussing in Sif Tes that you could give tzedakah, charity, to non-Jews. And it seems that when it says non-Jews, it means including idol worshippers, even visit the sick, bury them, eulogize them, comfort them. All this is under one category, which is Darkei Shalom. We don't want to have fights, and we don't want to have hatred. And this is such an important principle to keep this, to be careful with this. And that's why everything we do, we have to be so careful, especially in today's generation. What's missing here also, here is a whole sugya, the whole discussion about Lo Yisita Lahem Chen. You're not allowed to praise a non-Jew for no reason. You're not allowed to give a non-Jew a present for no reason. But if it's someone that you have interactions with, so then already you're not giving it to him just for the sake of giving it to him. It's the opposite. It's really with the understanding that you're getting something from them, and that's the reason why it's permitted. So that's all in the halachas. And we're going to Siman Kuf Samech Ches, speaking also an extension of Avodah Zarah, is the psukim that I mentioned by Matan Torah. But the Aseret Hadibur says, "Lo yisasun iti Elohei Chesed." That's what the pasuk says. Don't make with me images of God, godly images of made of silver. So Chazal learned from this the extension of things that many of us are not so familiar with, and we may have grown up doing these things, but really very questionable, and a person should avoid it and not try to teach your children early enough so they don't get shocked when you tell them that this is true. So one of the halachas is that you're not allowed to paint and make images and pictures of things that are in the upper celestial. There's different, the seven heavens, the Gemara says, Maseches Chagiga. So there are things like the angels in the upper heavens, and there's in the lower heavens, which is where you find the sun, the moon, the stars. So the halacha is you're not supposed to make any pictures, and this, according to most poskim, the pasuk pshat is you're not allowed to make. Once a child already is here, gilichinuch, so and certainly adults are not allowed to make full-fledged pictures of the moon and the sun. If it's like, you know, they have these short little implications of the sun, that's what really we rely on. Now, when it comes to humans, so that is a dispute, because the kids goes on to say that maybe that's also not permitted. But other places can hold, it's only when it's protruding, meaning to say it's three-dimensional. So when it comes to the sun, the moon, the stars, even if it's not three-dimensional, it's a problem. It's really based on how you view it in the sky, where it's two-dimensional versus three-dimensional. As opposed to a human being, so even though the Kitzur says don't make a shape of a human being, and that means a complete shape, but if it's a side picture, that means the side of the face. This is the reason why also you'll see many books, Svarim, that whether it's Mishnayos and the like, they won't have full-fledged pictures with the eyes and nose and everything else, because as an opinion says, you're not supposed to do so. Others say, like I said, it's only if it's protruding, it's three-dimensional. Someone once asked me, also Shulchan discusses this, that to make a three-dimensional is certainly a problem. The question is whether you're allowed to keep it. Kitzur says, also tzatzus adam afilu rak patzuf v'afilu shoysa, you're not allowed to keep it. Now, that would be a problem. Meaning, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to keep any of these human images, three-dimensional human images in your house, meaning if you didn't make them. So, but trees and other type of three-dimensional objects, they are not included. So it's important to know that trees, flowers, so they are permitted even, first of all, they can be made, even if they're protruding. When it comes to also the stars and the moon, if you didn't make them, but you're just keeping them, so there's also more room to be lenient. It's interesting that the kids on that also, he doesn't like that. Says, if they're not protruding, it's mutter, but if it's protruding, it's mashma, it's no good either. So these are things definitely to avoid. I think the difference is if it's done for teaching method purposes, like for example a globe, there's not really a problem either, but let's see, you have the stars and the moon, that like the Gemara Mishnah themselves was shown to say, I think it was Rav Shimon Gamliel, he had it in his attic to teach. So that's one of the leniencies based on this. So we understand now why there's this whole discussion in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch regarding a signet, People used to sign their names and they used to have on the signet like a shape of a human being or shape of a face. So the question would be if it's protruding. So the protruding probably not that I have. So when you imprint on the, like a wax piece of paper, it would create an image of a human being, but it would be less of a problem because it's not protruding. Versus if you have something that signet that's depressed, so now the picture that you're going to create is actually not depressed. It's the opposite. It's actually protruding. So that's why it's complicated. You have to be careful of these things. When it comes to, it's best to not have a picture of a human. When it comes to coins, we're already lenient with that. That's why, coins have even protruding shapes of like Abe Lincoln and all these different types of coins. So that's something we're already used to and we're more lenient with. Not only that, the kitzur goes on to explain that you're not even allowed to stare and gaze in the shape of a human being. And the reason is because it's called the fessel. Now, this too is a dispute. Some are more lenient that if it wasn't created, meaning something that a pesa basically is called a graven image, it's carved out image. The point is that some poskim hold that that's only if it was done for purposes of idolatry. If it's not done for purposes of idolatry, it could be more lenient. It's probably what we are relying on in many of our different houses and the like. It's interesting, like I mentioned, the four different, it's called the Ifanim, the four different images that we find when it comes to the angels, specifically the Chais. Says there were four faces that they had to line the ox and line the ox to human being, right? And then the eagle is very high Kabbalistic concepts and implications. But so one has to be careful from those animals too, those images too, not to have them. Although certainly people have the. So some say it's okay if you don't put all four together. So you don't have all the four images together, that's okay. And that's why you have pictures of lions and people, even sometimes of many. The famous Moshe, another chayim that's discussed that you walk into shul and you have it engraved. You have these beautiful tapestries of lions on the actual Aron HaKodesh, or holding up the Sefer Torah. So that's why there's more room to be lenient because they're not. You don't have the whole four images together. And lastly, you're not supposed to make your house or your rooms similar to the sizes of the rooms that you had in the Beis HaMikdash. So Moshe has a beautiful tshuva regarding model. Beis HaMikdash, which is something that we don't, I mean, they have something, but this is something that I think would be such a beautiful thing to make a real model. Obviously, you have to change a little bit off. So, this we don't have the problem of this halacha. And lastly, when it comes to candelabras, so the halacha is you're not supposed to make a candelabra of seven. Why? Because the menorah was made of seven. And this is true even if it's made of other materials, because all the different halachas only chetchilah me'akev. The exception to that is, I saw, is that if the, if it's made of wood or earthenware, since that would not be, these materials would be invalid. So therefore, you can make such a menorah candelabra of wood and clay. That would be okay, even if it's seven branched. Have a beautiful day.